AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. Baltimore's curfew's been in effect for an hour now, but there are still demonstrators on the streets, and police are making arrests. Let's go live now to our Julie Walker, who's on the scene in Baltimore. Julie.
Jackie, just after 10 p.m., when the curfew went into effect, a small group of protesters were here in front of City Hall. Police in riot gear quickly swooped in, outnumbered them, and made arrests. Baltimore police had told protesters that they were subject to arrest if they didn't leave, and that's just what happened. In fact, they even used social media to tweet that out. Jackie?
Julie Walker, live on the scene.
There will be justice for his family, and there will be justice for the people of Baltimore.
That is the mayor of Baltimore, Stephanie Rawlings Blake, promising justice to the family of Freddie Gray and the people of the city. She says police misconduct will not be tolerated. Another large rally is scheduled for tomorrow. New developments out of Nigeria. The military says more than 200 of the girls and women being held by Boko Haram have been rescued. That brings to nearly 700 the number of rescues this week. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie faces no charges, but three of his allies do for the George Washington Bridge scandal. Our David Porter reports.
David Wildstein, a former Port Authority of New York and New Jersey official who is a longtime associate of Governor Chris Christie, pleaded guilty to two counts of conspiracy related to the lane closures of the George Washington Bridge in the fall of 2013.
And he implicated two others. Criminal charges dropped against a deer hunter. He was accused of starting one of California's largest wildfires in 2013. This is AP Radio News. Lawmakers are demanding answers after a report that U.S. Capitol Police have left their guns unattended.
Not once, not twice, but three times so far this year, the Capitol Hill Police have left their guns in bathrooms. The newspaper Roll Call, which was the first to report the incidents, said one of the guns was found by a young child, the other two by workers. The chairman of the House Administration Committee, Candace Miller, and the top Democrat issued a statement calling the incidents unacceptable and extremely concerning. A spokeswoman for the Capitol Police said the incidents are taken very seriously and officers are held accountable for their actions. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Thrill is gone.
Blues legend B.B. King is telling his fans he's now in hospice care in Las Vegas. The 89-year-old musician posted thanks to his fans on his website. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.